So today's audio boo is going to go back in time to the very first podcast that I ever released. And it brings up an issue that seems to never go away. I don't understand it. I'm writing an expert review for a website at the moment, and they too suffer from this problem. Is your website riddled with PDF files? PDF files might seem like an excellent and quick way of putting large amounts of printed content onto the web, but is it really a good idea? The answer is no. There are lots of problems with PDFs, has been pointed out by numerous people, including the almighty Jacob Nielsen, who estimates that PDF files make usability approximately 300 times worse compared to an HTML page. Where he pulls that exact figure out of his arse, I have no idea, but he's got a point anyway. The trouble with PDFs is they're about print. They're print orientated in their whole design. So the stuff that goes in them has been mostly designed for A4 paper and don't really fit very nicely on a standard monitor. There's a lot of scrolling involved, that or they're very small and hard to read. So that's one of the problems. Another is their size. PDFs tend to be a lot bigger and a bigger download than HTML pages, so there's an issue there. Also, although you can hypertext link PDF documents, it rarely happens, and you can't quickly skip around the document in quite the same way as you can with HTML. Also, there have been a number of tests that have proved that PDFs are not quite as stable as normal HTML pages, and you often get crashing and various other issues that surround PDFs. They use a non-standard interface. You're not working within the browser that you know. Everything, works slightly differently. There's no back button, and thus you lose the context of the website. There are lots of problems, basically. And obviously, on top of all of that, you need a reader. So it's completely proprietary. So my advice is only use PDFs if it's a particularly big document where you're printing a lot of, or where there's a lot of information that the user is going to want to print out. So basically, if it's more than about 5 pages, then start to think about PDF. But when you do, make sure that you create an HTML gateway page that summarizes what's in the document, tells you how big the PDF is, and provides you with access to download the Adobe Acrobat Reader. Clearly state that it's a PDF and that it's for printing rather than for reading online. And I would suggest never let a search engine index your PDF. Sounds a bit of a weird thing to say, but the problem is the users come straight into their PDF and they've got no context of where they are in the broader site as a whole. Also, avoid using the features from the latest version of the PDF. A lot of people don't have the latest reader and so can have problems there. And remember to make sure your PDFs are accessible and also consider your international users. So there's lots of problems and challenges with PDF, so only use them as a last resort.